Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the brand new manicured and later than me, Shay. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I understand this is your last show for a while. What's happening?
Well, as I kind of explained at the top of the hour, I'm glad you were listening, Shay. It's just work commitments, family stuff, and stuff to do outside of all of that. And getting enough rest and support and stuff just means I can't fit everything in. Something had to go. And unfortunately, after discussing it with John and thinking about it, it's kind of stepping away from doing Lara on Sunday regularly, at least for now.
Oh, well, for the present anyway. You're going to come back in the maybe in the winter?
Who knows?
Is it hibernate for the winter?
Never in radio, Shay. That's anyway. What I've learned.
So, well, that's it.
Yeah. So yeah, as emotional as this is, you know, we need to know about the important issue of a day, which is your fingernails and your toenails. So how did that go this morning for you?
Oh, it went really well. That was I got put in this special chair, and it was good, really good.
You get a special chair?
The special chair
I've
sat in, you know.
What's the special chair then? Describe your special chair.
It's sort of massage you while you're getting it done.
Oh, you had all right Sunday morning, you had a massage.
Yeah.
It also, I've seen these chairs, they also put you at the right angle for what needs to be done.
Yeah. That's right. They're very good. I got it done over the nail place, which is across the road from me.
Okay. So you fitted us in, Shay, in between your nail appointment and your Sunday roast. I know you've got such a busy schedule, so thank you for finding time for us this morning.
Well, that's all right. I would find time for you anyway, John.
So we ended up inadvertently bumping into each other in the pub, didn't we, on Friday night?
We did.
And Shay was telling me, Matt, as we were discussing earlier, how, you know, you went to a music festival, didn't you, the other day?
That's right, yeah. I went to a music festival. It was called Together Fest. It was it was really, really good, and it was good atmosphere. There was plenty of stalls and plenty of live entertainment.
And Chicken Royale were there. So that's a band, is it?
Well, there was a lady called Danielle. She's plays in a band called Royal with Cheese, which is a band
She didn't say, can I take your order, please, did she? She wasn't stood by the counter with, like, a baseball cap on.
No, she didn't do that.
So we had this conversation. I was like, are you sure, Shay, you weren't in a fast food restaurant thinking you're in a music festival? Actually, you know, the music's...
No, we had this good conversation.
We did.
I know we did.
We got the menu out in Weatherspoons, Matt, and I was picking up, scampi and chips. That's this one to watch. Oh, it's a new band called Lasagna with Salad. I mean, all-day breakfast, all-day brunch. With black... So that was fun. Anyway.
No, it wasn't at all, but...
I presume you went to Shay, he didn't come over and...
Sorry, Matt, I was in the pub with a friend of mine, and they said, oh, there's your friend Shay. I was like, hi, Shay. And I was kind of sitting towards the back of the pub, and we sort of noticed each other. Shay was en route to the toilets, and you sort of abandoned your pint at the front table, and you had someone helping you walk, and then you kind of forgot about the whole toilet thing and just sat and chatted to us for a while. So that was fun. We had a lot of laughter.
Yeah, I did, yeah. And John called me over because I know when John is in the pub because he calls me over, you see. So he's got to call his friend over.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, it was my friend that said, that's your friend Shay. I'm like, yeah, it is. Hi, Shay. And then, you were there for the whole evening, Shay.
I was there for the whole evening. Yeah. But that was good. And then so it was good.
My question was it our local, John, or did you go to Shay? Were you in the Leatherhead area again?
I happened to be in this is the Weatherspoons in Leatherhead, you know, not the one we go to, Matt, you know.
I was going to say, because I was in there on Friday, we might have seen each other.
Not the one in Woking, but what's the weather like down there?
It's all right, yeah, it's a bit cloudy. It got caught in the rain yesterday. We went to Horsham and got soaked in a rain shower.
Really?
Yeah, one minute we were sat outside the Weatherspoons again. There's a theme emerging here. In the sunshine, enjoying life, watching the world go by, and suddenly there's some thunder, and suddenly it starts raining. So narrowly avoided soggy sausage and chips yesterday, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. trying to talk about sausage and chips, and John done this, because I remember a few months ago, John put an advert on the other station, and it was about sausages, the sausage advert.
Oh, how did it go again, Shay?
John said, sausages.
I said, sausages!
You did.
When did I say sausages? I don't remember that.
That was a few months ago, John.
What, when I said sausages?
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, you said it on one of the, on the other programme that you do. That
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Shay, you realise there's now a co-presenter's job going. We might have to audition you in a bit, see if you can fill my shoes.
Really?
That'd be silence for me.
Well, I was just wondering whether actually Shay's improved his impression of me, because if he has, people may not notice I've disappeared.
So I'm just thinking, like, you know, Matt, this is Matt's last week, as we know. I mean, could you pretend to be Matt for the weeks he can't be here? You know, do you think we could fool everyone?
That would be, I'd have to have a go, wouldn't I?
Can we have an impression, please, of Matt?
Well, you know, impression, please, of Matt, all right, then.
Well, no, that's John. That's not me. If it was me, you'd be saying, on the way next is the travel, you see.
Good day.
Is that John?
That sounds like Donald Duck.
That does. That's not going to fool anyone.
No.
We need to work on this when I see you on Tuesday.
And Matt's not Australian as well, just saying.
No, he's not. No, we're not. No, definitely not.
You've got it.
Okay. What? So you go for Sunday roast later, then?
I'm going this afternoon at 3:00, so I'm going to be going down there. So I be going down there to have the usual sort of roast.
So what's the roast today then? What's on the menu tonight, today, lunchtime?
We got roast beef, chicken, lamb, roast potatoes, veg. Lovely.
Sounds nice. And what do you think? Because we're talking about these unusual sandwich fillings. Apparently, the most common, the most popular sandwich filling in the UK is poor mayonnaise.
You just said it, John, apparently.
Yeah, I did. Apparently, I say apparently a lot, Matt.
You did.
Apparently, I did.
He does, yeah. So we're talking about sandwiches.
Apparently, I don't know. Apparently.
Well, yeah.
Well, apparently you do.
Apparently, I do. Anyway, the biggest selling sandwich in the UK is poor mayonnaise. And Matt and I have been talking about random sandwich combinations. Bacon, banana and peanut butter. How does that grab you, Shay?
Who does that?
Bacon, banana and peanut butter.
Yeah. Do you want one?
Like, oh, no.
What, bacon, banana and peanut butter?
Yeah, bacon, banana, peanut butter.
Oh, that's...
BBP, for sure.
And, you know, I haven't had the bacon and the peanut butter.
No banana.
No.
Okay. And then Matt has baked bean sandwiches. I can't quite get behind this concept, because I'm like, why don't you just heat some baked beans up in the microwave and you don't need bread? Do you?
Does a baked bean fall out of the sandwiches then, Matt?
No, you see, there's a trick to this, which you were probably busy getting yourself sorted earlier, which you missed. You need to make the sandwich the night before and put it in the fridge, because then it chills and they don't fall out.
You don't give them a good talking to. You say, you stay in that bread, you don't get out. No, you stay there. Good bean.
No, that's just in your world, John.
Well, yeah, that's... Yeah.
I have visions of John Andrews trying a baked bean sandwich in his brand new kitchen later. Be careful not to make a mess.
Lovely. So, Matt, who's going to be doing your drive time programme then?
Well, Shay... I'm glad you've been keeping up, because I actually moved shows to breakfast last week.
Right.
So I'm now on Tuesday mornings from 7 till 9 doing breakfast alongside Simon. I don't know about drive time. You'll have to wait and see. The management will let people know very soon, I'm sure.
Simon, are we talking about our weather, man?
No, we're talking about the Simon that works with me.
Another Simon. We're trying to confuse you, Shay.
I don't think you've met yet.
No.
Anyway,
I'm glad we're keeping social diaries.
What else is happening in your world, Shay? And what else have you been up to? Anything exciting been going on? Anything exciting on the horizon next few days?
I don't know yet, really. I don't particularly know.
Oh, okay.
Well,
no.
Okay.
It'll be. I might see John sometime. You never know.
You might do. Week. Yeah,
I might see me on Tuesday. I'm not quite sure yet.
I'm going to wear a wig when I go to the pub, so you don't spot me next time, I think. Just saying.
Well, thing is, you know, well, you never know. Well, you don't know where I'm going to see you, though, John. You never know. Just you surprised me the other day.
Shall I be scared?
No.
Right.
you might have a new friend / stalker in Shane. You might turn up and just go, morning.
Anyway, anyone you want to say hello to this morning, Shay, while you're on?
Well, I'd like to say just have a lovely day and, you know, if you're in the Woking area, take good care, you know, and mind the roads and just put some little bit of suntan cream on because it's still very hot out there at the minute.
Yeah. Thank you, Shay. Yeah. Talking of the roads, Matt's got the travel in a bit, and we'll catch up with you soon, Shay.
Okay then. Okay then, Matt. Are you ready for the travel?
It's been a real pleasure to talk to you every Sunday, and I will still see you on Tuesdays for a while, I think. So don't worry, we'll catch up soon. Have a good day, Shay.
Thank you, Shay.
All right, John.
We're going to play your jingle as we let you get back to your getting ready for your Sunday roast. So have a good day. Enjoy the roast later. Thank you, Shay.
I will do. Cheers, John. Cheers, Matt. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's Shay. Bye, Shay. Have a good day. Bye. Enjoy your roast. Bye.
Yes, he is. He's back once again.